In the spring of 2019, I interviewed psychotherapist and author Lori Gottlieb. We talked about how we perceive scarcity and limitations, how when someone has something we want, a fantastic job, a stable relationship, children, it can feel like a threat to our own security, and our options seem somehow more limited as a result of another's success. You know that sticky myth of scarcity, that game of musical chairs? If someone else has something, I can't have it too. Gottlieb explained to me, follow your envy. It tells you what you want. Instead of sitting there saying, oh, I wish I had what that person has, and then denigrating them to make yourself feel better, say, what is this telling me? And how can I get it? This conversation was the first time I had heard envy discussed in this way. And my mind stuck on the point, circling it, underlining it, wondering if it was in fact a trapdoor to so much more. I asked if, in her experience, envy was gendered, meaning, did women and men experience it differently? And she replied that it was a mixed bag, with a subtle but significant distinction. Envy, for women, was countered by an immediate unregistered wash of shame. Women, she had noticed, are very cautious about feelings they believe are unacceptable. Gottlieb believes women usually reserve their undiagnosed envy for other women as opposed to men, and especially those who are most like them. I feel this tendency acutely. Men who are doing big things in the world don't trigger much emotion in me, but women are something else entirely.